At Washington State University, one aspect of the Drive to 25 initiative is to increase enrollment of international students. To achieve this, WC became one of 11 universities in the United States to partner with INTU. INTU is a private organization that partners with universities to connect potential students with opportunities in higher education. Chad Gotch is an assistant professor and the INTU coordinator for the Educational Psychology Program, and he spoke with us about the dynamics and impact of INTU. Education Eclipse starts now.
Education, news, and research. These are the conversations happening inside education, athletic training, sports science, and sport management that are going to transform each. It's Education Eclipse from Washington State University.
Chad, why don't you tell me a little bit more about your role here at WSU and your role with INTU?
Okay, sure. So I'm a faculty in the Educational Psychology Program. And I've been with that program, this is my seventh year, but first year working directly with the INTU program. And what INTU is it's a private organization that partners with universities in the United States and in the United Kingdom. And their basic mission is to connect potential students with opportunities in higher education. And so WSU is one of 11 universities in the U.S. that partners with INTU. And this is our second year in educational psychology being a part of the initiative here at WSU. And so it's about, at WSU, it's about increasing enrollment of international students. And it's part of the Drive to 25 initiative and all of that. What I do is I represent the educational psychology program, and I communicate directly with people in international programs as they have students coming in, and with our own graduate studies office, just on a lot of the administrative side of things. And then the way that it's set up, the students who come to WSU through INTU, they start off first by doing some intensive preparation in academic English. So they might be coming here with test proficiency scores that are a little below what the university would require for international students. And so what they do is they come here and they have like a transition phase, and they call it a pathway. So they do some courses through the Intensive American Language Center, and then when their English is at a certain level, either after taking courses or maybe they come here with an English level that's ready, they do kind of part-time in the Language Center and part-time in graduate courses in our program. And so they have this, they kind of ease into our program on this pathway where they're taking, they're improving both their English and they're gaining entry into the area of study. And then when students exit that pathway, they move into a master's degree program, and I will be the advisor for those students after they do that.
That's awesome. So all of the students are coming and going through this program. Where are all of these students from? Are they from all over the world, or what countries are they mostly coming from?
Yeah, so this is our second year in educational psychology participating, second year for the university. And thus far, we've got, we've had students from Turkey, from Thailand, from Japan, and from China. Be a part of the program.
How has this changed you, being a part of this program and advising these students? How would you say that you've changed as a result of it?
I guess I've changed in maybe on a couple fronts. You know, just in the day-to-day, I have different responsibilities. I've got a different title. I've got a different kind of position because of it. On the personal side, I've had some of these students in classes that I teach, and they do bring some really interesting perspectives that we haven't had in those classes before. So last spring in my educational measurements course, having people from Turkey, from China, and having them be able to share experiences that they've had with testing in their own countries and how testing is set up, and then their own experience with English testing, you know, in wanting to study in the United States. And I think there's also just a personal side too. So the student that I mentioned from Japan, she's from a city called Sapporo. And just recently, early last month, they had a couple large earthquakes there. And so you start to have that connection where you read a headline and you think, oh gosh, I've got a student from there. I wonder what the situation is. And you read the story and follow up with the student. And those are just things I probably would not have done if I didn't have that student in my class.
That's really cool. Having all of these INTU students here at WSU's campus, how would you say that WSU as a whole could benefit from the INTU program?
I think the way that the university can benefit, and this is why it's partnered with INTU and why INTU exists, is there is a strength in diversifying and having different backgrounds and experiences represented in your classroom. And so with, like the example I mentioned in my educational measurements class, that was a benefit to everybody there because those students were a part of it. And so if you think of that's one class, right? And so then if you think of all the different classes that these students are taking across the university, that's just a great expansion of learning opportunities at the university, I would say.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for coming and talking about the INTU program. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You've been listening to Education Eclipse, a College of Education podcast from Washington State University.